Major League Baseball returns to the island of Cuba today for the first time in 40 years. The Baltimore Orioles are playing an exhibition game against a Cuban all-star team at the Latino Americano Stadium in Havana. Arranging the game involved delicate negotiations between the Orioles management, baseball league officials, and the U.S. and Cuban governments. The long-standing U.S. embargo against Cuba has sharply limited most contacts between the two countries. The Clinton administration approved the game as a way of promoting direct contact with the Cuban people. NPR's Tom Gelton offers some background for today's game.
North Americans don't know a lot about Cuba, much less about Cuban baseball. One oft-told story is that the Washington Senators considered recruiting a young Cuban pitcher named Fidel Castro. But Yale professor Roberto González Echeverría says that's just another gringo myth.
If Fidel Castro had been a good ball player, there would be records, there would be pictures, and so forth. But there isn't a single picture of Fidel Castro in a baseball uniform before 1959.
Nor was there any mention of Castro in the sports pages of Havana newspapers, which González pored over while researching his book, The Pride of Havana, A History of Cuban Baseball, published just this month. González was born in Cuba and acquired a love of baseball as a kid growing up on the island in the 50s, when boys mostly played ball on the street and in vacant lots, unsupervised by adults.
Now it's different, of course. They follow the Soviet model, and they pull the promising kids out of elementary school, and they put them in baseball academies where they get their regular schooling and baseball morning and afternoon year-round.
What's unchanged is the Cuban passion for the game. Ed Moose, the owner of Moose's Bar in San Francisco, took his softball squad to Cuba earlier this month for a series of goodwill games with Cuban teams. In Havana, they stayed in a hotel across from the Central Park in the old part of town.
There was a group of guys over in the park, up to 40 or 50 people, arguing baseball vigorously all day long.
Moose's amateur softballers played teams all over the island during a week-long visit. He says they learned that Cubans really do love baseball.
They asked me all kinds of questions about Joe DiMaggio and Willie Mays and this sort of thing. And there's some way of connecting when you play ball, you know, person to person. We had women on our team. They had never seen that before.
Moose thinks the Orioles game in Havana today will do a lot to promote friendly feelings between the U.S. and Cuban people. Many Cuban-American leaders nonetheless object, saying the game gives a political boost to the Castro regime. Orioles owner Peter Angelos insists the game has nothing to do with politics, so does the Clinton administration. But Roberto González Echeverría says baseball has an importance in Cuba that Americans might not realize.
Baseball is intertwined in Cuban political culture in a way that perhaps goes deeper than it does in the United States, because baseball was adopted as a game as Cuba was being created as a nation, that is, between essentially 1878 and 1895, when many Cubans were in exile in this country and learned the game and brought it back and saw the game as something modern, something un-Spanish.
And so baseball was associated with Cuban independence, González says, just as the country was fighting to free itself from colonial rule. González says Cuban leaders throughout the 20th century have used baseball to promote themselves politically, among them Fulgencio Batista, the dictator Fidel Castro overthrew. In the 1940s, González says, Batista organized an amateur World Series that was consistently won by Cuban teams with Batista in the cheering section.
This series were used, of course, for nationalistic and political purposes, as were, of course, then sports after the revolution by Fidel Castro. So there is a continuity in this link between nationalism, militarism, and sports in Cuba that is perpetuated by this game in Havana if Fidel Castro shows up.
There's one indication already that Fidel Castro intends to manipulate today's game for political purposes. Admission will be by invitation only. But Ed Moose says his experience this month in Cuba convinced him and his co-players that any contact between the U.S. and Cuban peoples is a healthy thing.
We weren't very good at Spanish, but once we sat down and had a few beers together, even that wasn't a problem. So they were very open, they were very curious. You know, there's such a gap between us economically that it was embarrassing, but they understood that. They've been through a lot, and however envious they might have been, they didn't show it. And whatever they had, they gladly shared with us.
Today's is the first of a planned two-game series. The Cuban team is due to visit Baltimore sometime next month. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.